But there's no way to be on a true spiritual path without confronting this. That's why it's not just your issue as a bona fide self-admitted drama queen, but it's everybody's issue. Everybody overreacts until they don't. Until they mature enough that you start to see that this doesn't work. This takes me in all kinds of needless directions. I'm trying to get from A to B. This takes me to C and L and Q first. And eventually maybe I end up at B, but I went the long way around.
Yeah, it got so bad for a few days, I felt hungover when I came out of it. It was like, all I thought was, oh my God, I've been totally lost. Where the heck did it go?
Yeah, you took the long way. So it's very hard for people to see if they've never thought about it, and most of us have never thought about it. That most reacting amounts to overreacting. It just isn't needed. It just doesn't add anything. It only detracts. It only takes away. If it added something, great. But it doesn't. So you can't be a drama queen and expect a genuine spiritual life that continues to succeed. Succeed means move forward. It doesn't move forward. To the degree that you're living in overreaction, you can't be moving forward to the exact same degree. If you're a little bit overreacting, then you're a little bit not moving forward. If you're a lot overreacting, you're a lot not moving forward. So it's a sobering up that has to occur no matter how you achieve it for anybody who is serious about spiritual life. A lot of people are sincere about spiritual life, but not all of them who are sincere are serious. Serious means you are willing to give up the addictions along the way, the habits along the way, the problems along the way that are acting as limiting factors for you. They actually have to be given up. It's not enough to want them to not be there. It's not enough to hope they go away or get better. You actually have to actively stop all of that stuff. There used to be this crazy lady on TV, exercise lady, Susan Powder. Anybody remember her?
Yes.
Her slogan, stop the insanity! This topic has the same slogan, stop the insanity. Nobody can do it for you. No guru, no friend, no relative, no teacher, no anything. Unless you actually stop it, it will continue. Because it is not automatic. It's a habit. It's an addiction. It's a behavior that is conditioned. You're used to it. So unless you, in an active way, you have to be assertive about it. Unless in an active way you stop, you make yourself stop, it isn't going to stop. Because it's on automatic pilot. And you can't turn it off. You have to each time, it's a practice, you have to each time catch it. And you get better at it and better at it. Until one day you've gotten to the point where it doesn't exert its automatic function like it used to. And then you start to really move out of it once and for all. That's the change point. Then you start to actually change. Until then, you're not really changing. You're trying. But you have to try until it happens. But then at a point of enough practicing, enough actively doing it, you actually change. You're not the same. So it's an important thing to talk about for the simple reason that it's every single person's issue. So if you're sitting, listening to this and thinking, well, I don't really overreact, you're probably mistaken. You probably do. It means you're not very aware of it. And if you're sitting here thinking, yeah, that's me, I really overreact a lot or all the time, see how that statement to yourself is an overreaction. Reality doesn't operate in extremes. Only you do. Reality